T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:46, 14 before 9. Highs of 75 today, 60% chance for showers. It's already 70, so it's not going to be like it was yesterday. Hang in there, though, because we're going to pay our dues tomorrow with a 70% chance for showers and highs in the lower 80s. Then on Halloween, highs of 73, 60% chance for showers. That's going to clear out by trick-or-treat time. And I just wonder if we're going to feel the winds start to turn around from the north when you know the cold front's here. And then late Halloween night, early All Saints morning, you're going to wake up to 41 degrees on the North Shore and 46 degrees here on the South Shore. It's going to be colder and breezy, and highs are only going to be 60. And I don't have a jacket, so I think I'm going to have to go buy one. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, it's only been 4 games, but have you lost faith in the Pelicans because they are 0-4? As it stands now, 79% are saying no, which is good. 21% are saying yes. Ali Cosell joins us right now, editor for the birdrights.com. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing this lovely rainy morning?
I'm doing all right, because you know why? Because it could get cold later in the week. Are you a fan of that or not, Ollie?
I absolutely am. This summer went far too long. You know, I've got 3 dogs, so walking them becomes a real chore when it's over 90 degrees.
Let me tell you something. Go ahead, but let me tell you something. I said
I'm
in April,
yes.
I said, I don't know if I'm ready for this or not, and people are saying, what are you talking about? It's only summertime. But, like you, I knew it was going to be October and Halloween or November before it turned cool, and that's what I meant by well, I was not ready for it. And you didn't know if you could go through it either, did you?
No, you're right. But, hey, we're on the other side now, so it's looking all good. Just got to get these Pelicans to start winning some games,
though. Yeah, what is going on there? The Pelicans, their early troubles. Is that due to injuries, chemistry, coaching, all three, neither of them?
It's pretty much everything you can think of, really. I mean, this team is missing. Yesterday, they were missing 3 starters. Again, we have noticed that hasn't always been the problem, but that contributes a lot. Last night, they didn't come up with the requisite energy. They have not established any kind of defensive identity. They have the second worst defense in the league right now, even though they hired a really good, highly regarded coaching mind in Jeff Bezdilik, but that takes time. And then you just go up and down the list. I mean, they've lost every single game so far this year on the boards. Last night, they gave up 19 offensive rebounds to the Warriors. Draymond Green was their starting center. So you just look up and down. J.J. Redick couldn't hit a shot. Lonzo Ball's not initiating the offense. I mean, there's problems everywhere. But you know what? You should still keep your head up because that talent is there. You know, and it was always going to take time for this team. That's why that poll you just read, I'm so glad to hear those numbers.
It surprises me, I got to tell you, Ollie, because so many people – no, really, so many people give up so quick. You know, somebody texted in – about hiring Alvin Gentry. They should bring him back. And, of course, the Suns might have something to say about that because – oh, Monty Williams. I beg your pardon. Monty Williams. That's what it was. And, of course, the Suns might have a little bit to say about that. We're going to take a break, pick it up here. We come back. We're running late. Ollie, hang on. Ollie Cosell, our guest editor for thebirdrights.com. We're talking Pelicans. If you have any questions or comments for – Ali, text them 87870 and I will pass them along. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now. 853, 7 before 9. Got a code word coming up for you in the $1,000 nationwide cash contest. We'll get it started and then it'll run 7 times after that all the way through 4 o'clock today. We're talking to Ali Cosell, editor for thebirdrights.com. You know, ironically, oh, Ali, I don't mean to catch you flat-footed. Do you know what the Pelicans were after 4 games last year?
No, I'm glad you're bringing that up because Jahlil Okafor brought it up to me after the game as well. Yeah, 4-0.
4-0, exactly.
Absolutely nothing.
Exactly. So it meant absolutely nothing, just as this 0-4 means absolutely nothing. So what can they do to improve the defense now for the next game in the near future?
Yeah, the biggest thing is going to be getting Derek Favors back, to be honest with you. Their paint protection has been awful, but it's been even worse when he's been off the floor. And, you know, we haven't even seen him be healthy yet all season. You know, he's not the guy that I saw last year or the last few years with the Utah Jazz, where he was honestly one of the best at defending the rim, keeping guys out of the paint. That's going to have to start there. And, of course, they're going to have to tighten up on the perimeter. They're giving up way too many either driving lanes or open three-pointers. So, in essence, they're just not playing very well defensively as a unit. And, again, this is what happens when you get 15 out of 20 fresh new faces. You know, we saw they went 5-0, of course, in preseason action, right? But the thing is, their offense was really clicking. Those weren't dominating wins. Those were just, you know, flat-out impressive offensive displays. And we saw the first three games of the regular season, right? They were in every game. Why? Because the offense was there. But the defense has been bad throughout, and that has got to improve.
I'm getting a lot of texts, Ollie, about people saying that Zion Williamson is a bust. He's going to be injured for most of his career, et cetera, that the Pelicans got damaged goods, and it goes on and on. Address that, if you will, please.
Sure. That is just the silliest talk ever. You know, he is a guy who is obviously an incredible athletic talent. And so there is a little more concern than usual with those explosive guys. You know, you see with baseball pitchers that throw 100 miles an hour. We see it with the basketball players, Derrick Rose, for instance. But with Zion, he hasn't ripped an ACL, hasn't ripped an MCL, and he's been relatively clean and clear from actually major injuries. So that concern, while, you know, it's understandable to a sense, it's just ridiculous to place him now with those kind of issues. He hasn't gone under the knife. He hasn't missed 6 months. So he's just got to get healthy. And the best thing about all this is Aaron Nelson. They hired a guy who can find problems before they really become a big problem. And I think they got away with one just recently where that meniscus surgery, mm-hmm. that was just a little cleanup action. He didn't rip something entirely. It's not going to be a detriment to the rest of his career.
Yeah, I think they call it debridement is what it is. They don't put anything in. They just cut the bad part out. And that's right. Something he might have to deal with later on in his career, but not now. More minutes for Jason Hayes and Alexander Walker.
It was incredible to see him get his first minutes, and he actually had a lot of highlights, you know. Came right in the game. What does he do? He blocks Stephen Curry at the rim at the start of the second quarter. And then after that, he was just a bundle of energy. You can see why that he's far down on the roster in terms of on the depth chart, because he's just lost defensively. He's out of position a lot. He doesn't understand the concepts and strategies yet. But boy, once he figures that out, you know, you got to give him some time. But once he does, he's going to be an incredible, incredible player for the Pelicans. You know, very good at defending the rim, very good at finishing. And he's got that jaw-dropping athleticism, and there's really nothing that he can't do.
When do you think we'll see Drew Holiday back on the court?
Well, he almost played last night, so chances are I expect him back for that Denver Nuggets game.
And what's the time frame on Zion? Is Zion, we're talking about 6 more weeks?
Yeah, roughly anywhere from about 4 to 6 more weeks. I've got my fingers crossed that we see him before November is out.
And when he finishes his rehab, he's ready to hit the floor and play, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. They're not going to bring him back too early, of course, such a prized asset. But the thing is, I know that he's already walking around. He's going to be starting, you know, all those exercises. So by the time, you know, he's allowed to come on the court, he's going to be able to hit the ground running.
If I could overcome it, I'm sure he can, Ollie.
Good.
A torn
then
meniscus.
You're going to be a source of inspiration.
Yeah, of course I have a replacement knee now, but let's not go into that. Have a great day, Ollie. We appreciate your time. I hope we get to talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks again, Tommy, for having me on.
You bet. Now go walk them dogs. Ollie Cosell, editor for the birdrights.com. And you see what he meant about not being ready for the summertime? That's exactly what I was talking about. Because we get to April, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, May's coming up. Everything's going to be good. But I realized, and some of us realize, the brutal hot March we are about to begin. And thankfully, right around Halloween, like we always say, that's when the cool weather comes in. It's going to happen this week. Right now, how would you like to win, speaking of cool weather, a cool...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.